So who are the Israelites? Israelites are the blacks scattered throughout the world on slave ships, right? The blacks that were scattered throughout the world on the transatlantic slave trade, we were scattered to all nations on ships. We were scattered to France. We were scattered to Britain, Germany, America, Russia, China. We were scattered to South America. We were scattered to Central America. The blacks scattered throughout the world on slave ships, those are the Israelites.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. And Yahweh shall bring you into Mitzrayim, Egypt, again with ships. And the way of which I said to you, you shall see it no more again. And there you shall be sold to your enemies for slaves and female slaves, and no man shall buy you. And that is what happened to the regal class of the house of Judah. Because you've got to understand, the regal class of the house of Judah came down from Israel and they came into the land of the black Africans. And the black Africans resented the regal class of the house of Judah in their land because they had laws, they had customs, they had civility. And they were a regal class of Negro that came down into Africa. And later on, it was the Ashkenazi, the Islamic slave traders as well, that then worked together with the indigenous black Africans to enslave the regal house of Judah.
Deuteronomy 28 and 68, which explains that the Lord will send you back into Egypt on ships. Now, Egypt, that word Egypt means bondage or slavery, right? So the Lord will send you back into Egypt on a journey I said you shall never make again. There you offer yourself to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one will buy you. Or there you will be sold to your enemies as male and female slaves, depending on what translations you are reading.
We believe that many of the true biblical descendants of Abraham are the people currently referred to as Black, African American, Negro, Sephardic, or etc.
No one can disprove this fact that these people that I have just told you, the blacks scattered throughout the world on slave ships, are the Israelites. No one, not a rabbi, not a pastor, not a preacher. If they could, they would have already done so. But there's just a plethora of scriptures. There's too many scriptures talking about us being scattered throughout all nations. Joel 3 and 1, scattered through all nations. Leviticus 26, 33. But I will scatter you among the nations and will draw you out of and draw a sword after you as the land becomes desolate and cities are laid as waste. So you're going to be scattered to all nations. And your land's going to become desolate and your cities are going to be laid to waste, right? We go on and on and on about the scattered scriptures, about these people being scattered from all to all nations. And then you got the scriptures about them being gathered back from all nations, right? So these are who the Israelites are. We're the only people in the entire world right now, at the end of the world, in the last days, who fit these scriptures. No one else in the last days right now, not even the people living there in the land of Israel. And let's go to that real quick too, because those people, let's see, let's go to Revelations 2 and 9. I know your afflictions and your poverty. So I know that you are being afflicted and I know that you are in poverty. Yet you are rich. This is God talking to the Israelites. So he says, you're at the end of the world, you're being afflicted and you are in poverty, but you are rich, meaning your internal heritage is that you are rich. Your internal heritage is that you are kings and queens and that you're going to reign. But right now your condition is affliction and poverty. Look at what he goes on to say. And I also know about the slander of those who say they are Jews, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
I am not an Edomite, okay? The Edomites are those people dwelling in the land of Israel today. Now, the other bunch is Gentiles, Ashkenazi Jews. They want everybody to believe they're the true Hebrew. They're not. And those people will be there till the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's what I believe based on Scripture. The true Hebrews will be regathered out of all the nations of the earth from the four winds and brought back into the new kingdom one day when Messiah returns. Now, that's how I see things. All right, I hate it that people believe that those posers that are put there by the world terrorist organization called the United Nations and propagated the lie modern-day Christianity. I hate it that that's the case. Those people are posers. Matter of fact, my heart just loathes them. And I can't help that. I mean, I try to love my enemies, but I mean, my heart just loathes those people. The poser state of Israel, I got no respect for. Furthermore, I would rather die than serve them people.
It would be like if I said I was black-ish, I'm Jew-ish, right? So I'm kind of Jew, but I'm not a Jew, right? And God says that those people are the synagogue of Satan. This is what the scripture says. So how do we get here, right? How do we get to this point? The Israelites, God gave the Israelites the laws and the commandments. He gave the Israelites the laws and the commandments. He gave the commandments to the Israelites, the laws and the commandments. Matter of fact, let me read a scripture on that. Jubilee 2:31, and the creator of all things blessed it, but he did not sanctify all peoples and all nations to keep the Sabbath. But he did not sanctify all people and all nations to keep the Sabbath. Listen to this. But Israel alone, them alone he permitted to eat and drink and to keep the Sabbath thereon on this earth. And the creator of all things blessed this day, which he created for a blessing and holiness and glory above all days. Listen to this. This law and testimony was given to the children of Israel as a law forever until their generation. I had to read that because even in my understanding at the beginning of this, when you learn that you're an Israelite, I believe one of the first things you try to do is group everybody else into the Israelite camp with you, is make everybody an Israelite as well. Because we as Black people, and it's just the honest truth, I'm just keeping it real, we have a heart of love. We have a heart of acceptance, of accepting all people. You go to any Black school on the planet, you see white kids hanging out with us. You see Mexican kids hanging out with us. You see all kind of other origins and of people hanging out with us. But yet, if you go to other schools, like an all-Mexican school, or you go to an all-white school, the Black kids are pushed off into a corner, right? This is just a fact.
All right, so this video is about Black people and how they're actually superior, not just physically and all this and genetically and all that stuff, but actually they're the chosen people. Not all Black people, but a lot of them, and even I could say, I don't know if I could say most of them, but many of them. Specifically the people that are living in America, and specifically the people who have been sent all over the earth on slave ships, those people are superior, even in the Most High's eyes himself, because those people are the Israelites. And there's a scripture that says, not only it says if you bless them, you'll be blessed, but there's also one that says you have to cling to them or you can't even be saved. So for one, that means acknowledging who they are, obviously. And for two, it means reading even their own scriptures, because these scriptures are not for everyone. They're for them, and if you want to follow after their God, of course he is the God of all, but he's not all people are his people. You see how that works? So if you want to even be saved, you need to get in line, and you need to step behind his chosen people, okay? And the reason that this earth is gone behind racism, is because we live in a satanic world, and Satan exclusively hates these chosen Israelite Black people more than anyone else, and he hates them and he wants to bury them. Because not only he hates them because they're chosen, but he hates them because literally, like I just explained, they're your and my hope to be saved. Of course, we don't need them, but salvation is for them, and it's for all who cling to the truth that came down through them and for them. In other words, they're first, you're second. This is explained not only in the Bible, but also all of the books that should be in your so-called Bible, but were not allowed in by the Freemasonic organizations that rule and control the earth, because they don't want you to know all that truth.
Just a fact. So how did we get here, right? We got here because we are a disobedient people. Our ancestors were a disobedient people, and we are a disobedient people. And all the way back, if you read the whole Bible from the cover to cover, all you see is God choosing a people and these people constantly disobeying the things he tells them to do, and him constantly cursing them or punishing them in some kind of way for them disobeying the things that he told them to do. It starts at the beginning. Let's go to Genesis 15 and 13. And he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a foreign land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they serve will I judge, and afterwards they shall come out with great substance. The greatest thing about the time we're living in today is we're living in this time. 1619 to 2020 was 400 years. The moment you walked into 2020, March 2020 to be exact, and just so you know, in the Hebrew calendar, March is the beginning of the new year for God. So it was actually exactly 400 years. The moment the 400 years started for God or ended for God, judgment came unto this world, and this world has never been the same. So if you ever doubted that this 400 year scripture was speaking to a specific people that was brought here on slave ships in 1619, well, you're living in it right now. You're living in the fruit of it right now, because he said that they were going to afflict them for 400 years. And then he said, that nation whom they serve will I judge. So judgment is now coming upon this late nation. Judgment is 7 years, right? Judgment is 7 years, right? Now, I'm not going to get too deep into that. And he said, and afterwards, they shall come out with great substance. This is what we believe. I'm going to do a whole nother video on what we believe. We believe that we're coming out with great substance. We believe that Christ is coming to redeem a specific group of people. I can prove that. We believe that Christ is coming to redeem those that need to be redeemed. We believe that he is coming to save those who need to be saved, right? That are in a position that need a savior.
So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking this long time to be with me and rejoice with me, I hope is what you're doing. Rejoicing that the truth of Yeshua and Yah and you as his people, it's true, and I know you've known it, and I know that it's sometimes it's like, why do people believe me as a white man? But some of that is because of what's been ingrained in your minds as well, to doubt each other. So I'm not this great man, but I'm just a man coming from the people that have taught you lies, coming from the people that has degraded you, coming from the group of people that has lied to you and created this false and even put in your own minds to doubt each other. I'm coming to say that we've done that, but the truth is you are his chosen. Yeshua and Yah are the true names of God and his son. So thank you that I'm grafted in as a believer in Yeshua, and we'll be in touch more and more.
So let's first go to Deuteronomy 28 and 1. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord will set you above, high above all nations on the earth, and all these blessings will come upon you and accompany you and obey if you obey the Lord. So God gave us things that he would do for us. He said that if you listen to me, I will bless you. If you obey my commandments, I will bless you. If you disobey or not, if you do not obey my commandments, then I will curse you. And you jump right down to Deuteronomy 28:15, and it says, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you, and you will be cursed in the city, cursed in the country, right? We curse when we go in the city, we curse in the country. We cursed in Los Angeles. We cursed if you go in the country in Kansas. You understand what I'm saying? If you go on and on and in a lot of the curses, he goes and talks about a lot of different curses that he would put on us. He says that the fruit of our wombs will be cursed. Our crops and our lands will be cursed. Poverty for us, what we're living in today, poverty is a curse. Poverty is a curse. I'm going to get into one of the ones, Deuteronomy 28:47, I'm sorry, because you did not serve the Lord your God joyfully and gladly in a time of prosperity. Listen to this. Therefore, in hunger and in thirst, in nakedness and in dire poverty, you will serve the enemies that the Lord will send against you. There's not another people on the planet who's been sent on ships. I'm going from curse after curse to show you that we are the Israelites. The Israelites are not those who are blessed today. The Israelites are those on average who are cursed. We got Jay-Z, we got Beyonce, but us on average, Black people on average are cursed with generational poverty. Black people on average are cursed with generational crime in their neighborhood. How in the world, since you've been in America, no matter how old you are, think about the history of Black people in America. How have we been in poverty the whole time we've been in here? How have our neighborhoods always had crime the entire time we've been here? We are cursed by God, not by the white man, not by America. He said, the Lord will send these enemies against you. We are cursed by God for disobeying his commandments. Do you understand? Jeremiah 4:18. Your own conduct and actions have brought this on you. This is your punishment. How bitter it is, how it pierces to the heart. This is our punishment for what our ancestors did against God. I want you to understand that. This is our punishment for what our ancestors did against God and for what we continue to do against God. Let's not just blame it on our ancestors. We continue to be disobedient to God's word, his laws, his commandments. So that's how we got here. We are a cursed people.
Of the 12 tribes of Israel, all of the 12 tribes of Israel are black. When I ask you about any of the people, you say they're white. Aha. Going back to, now walk with me, the third curse again, that you would what? Forget your roots. Read it to me. And what? And where you came from. That is what you have to begin to base it. And when people see it and people understand this, you will be able to reach into their life and bring them into the Torah in a heartbeat.
Now, what's funny is, right, when you talk to some black people about these things, right? Oh, I just refuse. I just will refuse to believe that I'm cursed. But you hear people all the time talk about generational what? Curses, right? Black people have generational what? Curses, right? We can easily come up from out of these curses because God said, if you follow my commandments, then you shall be what? Blessed. Listen, let's Deuteronomy 28:1 again. I'll say it again. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord will set you on high above all nations, and all these blessings will come upon you. So you will be blessed, right? So hopefully I convinced you, or at least have given you multiple scriptures to show that the Israelites currently today are living under curses. They have 400 years of these curses, and then there's judgment of the world, and then they're about to come out of this now. God always gives them a timeline, always gave us a timeline. Our ancestors that were in Egypt, they were there 430 years. Our ancestors that were in Babylon, they were there 70 years, right? And he said, now us, we would be here 400 years, and then there will be a judgment, and then we coming out, right? And we're going to come out forever, right? Listen to this, Zephaniah 3:19. At that time, I will deal with all who oppress you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give you praise and honor. Listen to this, in every land where they have suffered shame.
The wisdom of Solomon in the Apocrypha in the 5th chapter talks about how Jacob, how the heathen is going to be amazed and confounded when they realize that the so-called black man is that chosen line. You know, in the 5th chapter, I'm getting ready to read some verses here. You know, it's going to be amazing. You aren't going to be able to comprehend it, and you're going to be in anguish and dismay and shock. How could it be that this so-called black man who's been terrorized over here for 400 years and all over the earth, really, in the four corners of the earth, how could it be?
And at that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise. Listen to this. Among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes, listen to this, before your very eyes. So your fortunes are going to be restored right here on earth. So the Israelites are cursed. We are cursed. We are a cursed people because our ancestors and we continue to disobey God's laws and his commandments. He made us, we was a set apart people. That's why I read for you the scripture first in Jubilee, that he set us apart, us specifically, to follow his laws, his commandments. We were set apart people from the world, and he wanted us to follow his laws and commandments, really to be an example to the world of how you're supposed to conduct yourself with this God, this creator of all things, how you're supposed to reverence him and worship him, and how you're supposed to follow him, and how he would bless you if you do these things, right? But we have refused to do that. We've been a stiff-necked people throughout the generations, right? And so God has went up and down with us, up and down and up and down with us. And now we're here at the end where he's going to set the record straight. And how he's going to do that, Jeremiah 31:33, this is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel, or this is going to be the new covenant. When you heard of the new covenant, the New Testament, this is what it is, right? After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. This same verse is also quoted again in Hebrews 10:16. They're just quoting from Jeremiah when it says the exact same things. And I will make I will make with them a new covenant. I will put my laws in their hearts and write them on their minds. God is saying that he's about to drop his spirit on us. Another scripture, I just say he's going to pour his spirit from on high. You know how when he dropped the Holy Spirit on them in Acts, he's going to drop the Holy Spirit on us. And this spirit is going to put his laws in our hearts and our minds. So it's going to change our character. We're going to have a different character than we have right now, to where we walk upright. We walk upright in God's laws and commandments and his statutes naturally. It's naturally on our hearts and our minds. So we don't need to even go look. Another scripture said no one would have to preach to them or teach them. No one have to tell their neighbor, know the Lord, because they will all know me. We're all going to know him. We're all going to know his laws like verbatim. We're going to be spitting them out of our mouth like Moses, like a gross sandwich. We're going to know it verbatim, right? That's what this is all leading up to. And this is all leading up also to, like as I mentioned to you, your fortunes being restored. But they're going to be restored because his laws are going to be written on your hearts and in your minds. And I hope you understand that, right? So this is the Israelite story. This is who we are. We are the Israelites.
In America, there was a slave trade. And a lot of the slaves, a very high percentage of them, came from Western Nigerian ports. And in America today, you see a very large movement of African Americans who say that they're the real chosen people, that they're the children of Israel, they're the Judeans. You know, so what are they just trying to create an identity for themselves because they were slaves, or is there really something here? And the answer is most likely there is something there. And most likely, maybe that they were the original Israelites, and maybe that the Jewish people today who are white Caucasian people came in a little bit later on.
I'm going to give you another scripture, Hebrews 2:8, and put everything under their feet. And putting everything under them, God left nothing that is not subject to them. Yet at this present, we do not see everything subject to them, but we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. Jesus had tasted death for us, for our sins, so that he can be our sacrificial lamb unto God, because we have, the laws was given to us. We're the ones who sinned against God, right? So now Jesus has died for our sins, right? So that now we can be repaired onto God, rejoined into God's family, right? And so that we can be who we were supposed to be on this earth, which is God's chosen people and an example to the rest of the world. Jeremiah 29:14, and I will be found to you, said the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations and from all the places where I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I have caused you to be carried away. So God is going to bring us back to our homeland, back to our homeland. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Tobit 13:5, and he will scourge us for our iniquities, and listen to this, and will have mercy again, and will gather us from all nations among, listen to this, where he has scattered us, right? Again, a people that was scattered. We can go on and on and on and on about this people that were scattered, that's going to be gathered now in these last days. Ezekiel 11:17, therefore saith, this is what the sovereign Lord said, I will gather you from the nations, and bring you back from the countries, bring you back from the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you back the land of Israel again. So you was scattered to many nations, to many countries, and I'm going to give you back the land of Israel again. God is going to give you back. It's impossible for these other people that are living there to say that they are the Israelites, because they've never been scattered to all nations, ever, ever. Nobody else has ever been scattered to all nations. I think God did that. I know it was precisely done this way so that no one else could ever brag or boast, or no one else can ever claim to be us, even though they do it anyway, right? But if you read, if you research, if you look into it, it's no way. Once you wake up to this knowledge, there's no way you can go back to it. You say, well, it's impossible. No one else was ever scattered. He wanted to make sure that no one that they know. No. There was one cataclysmic event ever in the history of the world 400 years ago where these people were scattered to all nations on slave ships. That's never happened to no one else ever again, and it never will happen. And this is why now you can point to who they are by saying this happened to them. So who are the Israelites? We are the Israelites. The white Mexicans are not the Israelites, right? What do they say? Non-white Hispanics or white Hispanics are not Israelites. Non-white Hispanics are Israelites. The Native Americans are not Israelites. The Black Native Americans are Israelites. Now, they can cleave to us. They can be grafted into us, into our society, into our nation, but they are not the bloodline Israelites. The bloodline Israelites look like me, look like you. They are melanated, right? They are melanated people. All the Africans are not Israelites, but many of them are. But the ones specifically that were scattered throughout the world on ships, we are the Israelites, the ones that were scattered throughout the world on ships. We are the Israelites. That's who the Israelites are. There's no reason to try to convince somebody in these last days, right? Why would I try to convince you in these last days?
It is very important that you understand who the true Hebrews are, because that end time prophecy, lots of it, surround these individuals. I am a Gentile. I know exactly who I am, but it seems to be the one group of people in the world that have been, by the rest of the world, tried to be dumbed down to the fact or completely erase their history from history, is the African American people, so-called, that are scattered throughout the nations. Now, please understand that not every single black person is a true Hebrew, but it is those that are under the curse of Deuteronomy 28. And you'll be able to tell, by the time that I'm done giving you this information in this video, who the true Hebrews are, and you may be one of them.
We are the Israelites. We're the only ones that's been scattered. We're the only ones who fit the curses historically, right? Historically, just looking at who was in Egypt, it was black slaves that were in Egypt. That was us, right? Look at all the pyramids that are built in America. Those were us that built those pyramids. The pyramids, the Mayans, the Aztecs, the Incas, those are our people. They were black. They were dark. Those are our people, right? They came over here. They were the other tribes that came over here, right? Those are our people, right? I can go on and on and on and on into that, but I don't want you to meditate yourself, because I think a lot of times what people lose themselves, and that's why I wanted to give an introductory message, and like, that's why I'm not trying to convince you, because I think where a lot of people lose themselves at is trying to know the exact person, the exact thing. Oh, no, this is us, right? Exactly. You need to know who you are. You need to know who we are. You need to know the basis of it. And then you can build on those foundation of those building blocks if you want to. But know that like God said, my ways are above your ways. My thoughts are above your thoughts. So you're never really going to know everything about God, right? There's some things that are always going to be hidden from you. But know that we are the Israelites, all right? And these are the last days. So you will see the glory of the Lord during these days. You will see these miracles, and you will see these prophecies sooner than later in these days. All right. Talk to y'all soon. Shalom.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please go subscribe to my new exclusive content page at leodunsonministries.com. You can also go to leodunson.com and hit the subscribe button. But that's leodunsonministries.com. Thank you so much, and may the glory of God, His blessings, and His purpose be upon you. Shalom.